Welcome to this practice on open awareness. In our formal practice of sitting meditation, we're taking a seat right in the middle of life. We're intentionally bringing ourselves into a direct and intimate relationship with the present moment and what's arising in it for you, as much as possible without judging. In this meditation on open awareness, you now have the opportunity to expand your attention to explore body sensations, sounds, thoughts, emotions, and when you're ready, to open to all of these, to the full range of events within and without as they move and change, appear and disappear in awareness. You're taking the time to become more familiar, moment by moment, with who you are. So it's helpful to come to this practice with a sense of kindness and care for yourself, to bring a dignity and nobility that befits your special status as to the time, the place, and the posture of your sitting practice. So please, in your chair, on your cushion, wherever you are right now, with an attitude of confidence and stability, simply being present with and open to whatever may arise. So sitting in an upright position, with your back straight and yet relaxed, a position that's dignified, that really embodies confidence. Feeling the chair or the floor or the cushion beneath you supporting you. Feeling gravity holding you, the earth receiving you. Allowing the body to become still. And bringing your attention now to the sense of the body breathing, of the breath entering and leaving the body. Bringing curiosity and freshness to the moment, and noticing where you feel the sensation of breath most vividly, and letting your attention rest there. Simply breathing in and out, noticing that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end of an in-breath. And a beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. Watching the entirety of the in-breath from the beginning to the end. And noticing that moment, the space or the pause, when it shifts to become the out-breath. And then noticing the out-breath from its beginning to its shift as it becomes an in-breath. Realizing that no matter how many times the attention leaves the breath, awareness of that does arise, and there's an opportunity to choose to bring the attention back to this new fresh in-breath or this out-breath. allowing the breath to be at the foreground of your attention, and allowing any thoughts to come and go like clouds in the sky. If the attention wanders from the breath, gently but firmly bringing it back. Again, bringing the breath into the foreground, the focus of attention again. And now when you're ready, expanding your attention beyond the breath to include also the entire body, sitting, breathing, becoming aware of sensation in the body, perhaps the sensations of contact with the chair or the cushion. Perhaps the touch of clothes on your body, or how your hands feel in the moment. Sensations of temperature. Simply being present with any sensations as they arise. And noticing how sensations sometimes stay for just a short while, and how at other times they linger. Noticing how they change in intensity. They may shift and pass away as new sensations arise. Like the breath, sensations have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Staying in touch with sensations in the body as you sit. If the attention wanders, simply noticing and making a choice to bring it back with care and kindness to the awareness of the body and the breath. If sensations arise in the body that are very intense, ones that make it difficult to focus on the body or the breath, there are two ways to be with this. You may choose to change your posture mindfully, attending to the sensations of movement as you shift, or you may choose to direct attention right into the intensity of the sensation itself. Exploring it with a gentle curiosity, noticing nuances of sensation, perhaps thoughts and judgments, perhaps resistance or bracing, and as much as possible, stepping back to observe, to open space and awareness, perhaps to soften and attending to duration, noticing that sensations change, that they have beginning, middle, and end. Now allowing your attention to shift from the breath and the body to the sense of hearing. Not seeking sound, but rather receiving whatever is available from within the body and from the environment, near and far. So becoming particularly aware of hearing and noticing how the awareness receives sounds without effort. Being aware of how sounds have a beginning, middle, and end. How some are very short and some are long. How they are varied and textured. How there is space between sounds. Noticing how the mind labels sounds, has opinions about sounds, likes and dislikes certain sounds. Noticing any desire to move away from some sounds and towards others. And as much as possible, making space in which sounds can be experienced as they are. And when you're ready, allowing attention now to shift from hearing and letting it expand this time into thinking, into the realm of thought. Seeing thinking and thoughts not as distractions, but rather bringing your awareness to the thinking process itself. So noticing how thoughts arise, stay briefly or for a more extended period and then dissolve. Beginning, middle, end. And not getting lost in the content of the thoughts, but allowing thoughts to be in the foreground of awareness with sound, body sensations, and breath in the background. Noticing thoughts, they may be about anything, sleep, obligations, the past, the future. If you get carried away in the current of thinking, in the content, coming back to observing thoughts instead as separate elements that come and go. Thoughts moving through an open and spacious mind. Again, not being carried into the content of the thoughts, but just observing. Thoughts arising, lingering, dissolving. Perhaps noticing if there's some space between thoughts. Noticing also that emotions arise in the body and the mind. Perhaps frustration, or restlessness, or peacefulness, sadness, joy, fear. So bringing attention to emotion, to the mood state. What's here for you right now? And noticing where in the body certain emotions seem to live. Exploring emotion, noticing how what is here may be wanted or unwanted, how there may be a tendency to cling to emotion judged as pleasant, and to struggle with others judged negatively, like sadness or fear. noticing whatever emotions arise in the moment, knowing that they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Perhaps simply observing them in the body and letting go of supporting thoughts or stories. If at any time emotions or sensations become too uncomfortable, remember that you can always return to the breath, finding a safe harbor there until you're ready to venture out again. Moving now, if you care to, into what we call a choiceless awareness. Not choosing to bring your attention to anything in particular, simply sitting here, fully aware of whatever is presenting itself to you in each moment. So if sound arises, allowing sound to be in the forefront, at the center of attention. If body sensation arises, letting that be the center of your attention until the next arising, which may be another body sensation or a thought about the body sensation or an emotion. At one moment, the breath may predominate, and then perhaps sound might be the most prominent. Simply dwelling with an open awareness, attending to whatever arises. Observing whatever presents itself to you in the moment, being spacious with whatever arises. Sitting in stillness with whatever comes and goes. Being present with it all. Being here now. Open to the totality of your experience. being fully human. Now returning the attention to the body as you sit, feeling the breath coming and going, staying fully present with body and breath. And as this meditation session comes to a close, realizing that by practicing mindfulness, you're intentionally developing your ability to be fully present in your daily life. So congratulating yourself for having taken this time and energy to nourish and care for yourself. Remembering that practicing in this way helps create access to a wider, deeper, more open way of being in your life, in which you can see more clearly and make more conscious choices for health, well-being, and freedom.